Welcome to Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. William Wierda, and to begin, I asked him to discuss how his vision of the biology of CLL has evolved over the last few years, as we've seen accumulating data from the clinical and laboratory setting.
So CLL has evolved from a basic science perspective as well as a clinical perspective, more fundamentally from a clinical perspective, I think, over the last 3 to 5 years. You know, we've done a lot of work with chemoimmunotherapy in the past, and with that strategy, we were able to achieve a fair proportion of patients in complete remission, and patients had a relatively durable treatment-free interval. And in the chemoimmunotherapy era, we were able to identify a subgroup of patients, particularly who benefit from chemoimmunotherapy. Those are patients who are young and fit and able to tolerate the FCR regimen, who have a mutated immunoglobulin gene. More than 50% of those patients are progression-free more than 10 years, and maybe those patients are cured. And that sort of transitioned into an era of small molecule inhibitors, particularly ibrutinib, but there were others that were developed subsequent to the development of ibrutinib, which is a BTK inhibitor, came the PI3 kinase inhibitor, idelalisib, which was a little bit more challenging in terms of the side effects and toxicities. And then most recently, in terms of small molecule inhibitor development, has been venetoclax, which is a BCL2 small molecule inhibitor. With ibrutinib and BTK-based therapy, we were able to achieve excellent disease control, but patients didn't get in a deep remission. And so we went into an era of managing patients, first in the relapse setting and then in the frontline setting, with BTK inhibitor-based therapy, which was very effective at controlling disease in the relapsed setting, also in the frontline setting. Patients needed to remain on treatment because patients didn't achieve a deep remission. And then we went into an era of venetoclax development. Now, venetoclax is a more potent drug in terms of disease reduction and achieving a deeper remission. And most recently, we've done trials and have presented our data on combinations of treatment, combinations of BTK plus BCL2 small molecule inhibitor. And with that strategy and with venetoclax-based strategy, we're able to achieve very deep remissions where a high percentage of the patients are MRD negative in the bone marrow. They're achieving complete remissions. And so we're back to having a discussion about fixed duration treatment, deep remissions, and having patients off treatment. I think with time we will have an understanding of if the same principle of potential cure with chemoimmunotherapy also applies to small molecule inhibitor-based therapy for the patients with a mutated V gene, also potentially for patients who have an unmutated V gene. But we've come full circle now back to an era of achieving deep remission, giving fixed duration. With the new programs that we're working on, we're aiming to give a shorter duration of treatment to achieve a similar effect in terms of depth of remission, which should translate into a long treatment-free interval for most patients.